Good morning, Chairman. I had an email from the head of equities at Perpetual this morning saying that they had voted against all three of the directors up for election today. I'm just wondering, they didn't clarify what they'd done on the remuneration report. Clearly, in sending a 7.5% shareholder voting against all three directors up for election is a very unusual thing in Australia and a very grave statement of a lack of confidence in the board. Can you inform the meeting, just at the outset as a preliminary question, have they also voted their stock against the remuneration report?
That's all very interesting, Stephen. They may have sent you an email. They haven't sent me one. I have no knowledge of what they have done or why they've done it. And given they've informed you, I would have considered it a courtesy if they informed me. So perhaps you can tell us more.
Well, Chairman, I read their letter in the Financial Review on November 26 expressing a series of concerns about the way you'd conducted the business in rejecting the $32 a share private equity offer, then raising capital at $21.50 at a big discount. And I thought it was pretty clear from a letter in the Financial Review that your major shareholder was pretty unhappy, and I'd be amazed if you hadn't made it your business to find out what the problem was with your biggest shareholder and actually to have spoken to the company secretary and said, can you please inform us of the proxies and have Perpetual indeed voted against the three directors? I mean, you've done none of that.
Proxies are given to us by independent parties. And unless someone chooses to tell us exactly who's doing what, we don't know other than the raw numbers. Usually they're custodians or somebody like that who don't tell you particularly. We could have done research on it.
Yeah. I had a meeting with the CEO of Computershare earlier last year who told me that they provide a daily update to their clients, and I presume Link is the same, on the exact status of the proxies. I'm stunned that you're not aware of this protest.
The status of the proxies. You see the last one before we vote on this resolution. We know what the proxies are. Perpetual's precise position is what I don't know.
All right. I guess my point is, have you heeded the protest? You've seen the protest in the proxies on the directors. There's a coming protest, I suspect, on the remuneration report. What have you actually done about showing some accountability for some of those issues, for telling private equity to go away at $32?
What a sensible decision that was. As I've explained to you earlier, I presume you were here from the beginning of the meeting. We've been through that. And frankly, that was not a bid. It would not have succeeded, even if we had come to some arrangement with them, because it was so heavily debt-based. It was something we were quite right to reject on behalf of our shareholders, and we would do so again.
Well, Chairman, my final comment on this resolution is I urge shareholders to vote against the remuneration report. I think this board and management has been overpaid for what's happened. The key grounds I would give you for that is that this board sold Incitec at $21 a share when they then went up to more than $150. They left about $3 or $4 or $5 billion on the table there. They clearly should have distributed the stock to us, like they were proposing to do with the consumer products business. They then didn't even engage fully or encourage further engagement with private equity at a, yes, indicative and mooted price, but it was, they were there, they wanted to talk, and you gave them the flick at $32. We're now down around 13. You then raised $900 million at $21.50. Your largest shareholder is in revolt, is voting against directors, and you don't seem to be showing any form of accountability. We're forgiving loans to executives who've made some of these decisions, and I just think it's time this board showed a bit of accountability. We haven't seen one director out, we haven't seen one manager out for some of these big decisions that have literally cost, if you total them all up, potentially $8 or $10 billion for the shareholders. Please, show a bit of accountability. Shareholders, I urge you to vote against this resolution.
I wish I could say thank you for your comments. They're particularly ill-informed, and if you want to sort of get a better perspective on them, I'd be prepared to help you privately, but I'm not going to do that.